Tuesday out there to you. It's Bay Ragney of Total Gym Radio, and you're listening to tonight's episode of Total Gym Radio Rocks. That's right, TDR Rocks. We're here, we're live, and we're ready to rock and roll with you. So tonight we got the band ZFG, which if you do not know, and you know, you could read and find out, but you can listen to the interview and find out, but I'm going to spoil it for you. I'm going to tell you right now. ZFG stands for Zero Fucks Given, which I absolutely love. I mean, I mean, seriously. So, like, you know, you think, you look at it, you're like, ZFG, what the frick is that? Is this, like, band members' initials? Like, what's going on here? But when you find out it's Zero Fucks Given, it elevates the band just even a step higher before you even hear the music. Which, when you hear the music, it goes to a whole nother plateau. So, I hope you're ready for that, because I'm going to play their newest song, special at the end of the interview. But so in the band, you got Jules Galley, you got Trev Lukather, which you might know that name, the last name I should say, Lukather. Also got Sam Picaro and Josh Devine. We talked to Sam and Josh, and we learned all about Zero Fucks Given, how it happened, how it kind of started. It's just kind of like a little friendly thing, a little not too serious, and then it became what it is and growing and becoming serious, and it just freaking rocks. And you know, I even I told the guys, like, you know, I was proposed the band like a month and a half ago, and I was just backed up on things excuse me, and I finally got to do it and set it up, and I listened to the single and I was blown away. I'm like, I just love the freaking song. So check it out before, if you don't want to wait for me to play the song. I mean, you can listen to the interview, 20 minutes, hold out, listen to the interview, learn about the band, and hear the tune. It just freaking rocks. And then when you're done hearing about that, go on YouTube, crank it, you know, everywhere else, wherever you got to go, buy iTunes, etc. Go to their website, zfgband.com, for more info. But without further ado, here they are. Here's Sam and Josh of ZFG.
Hello, hello. Who we got here?
Hey, this is Sam and Josh Devine from ZFG.
Hey, man. How you guys doing?
Good. Well, how are you?
Good, man. Hey, you know, I got to tell you right off the bat, like, so I was sent your song by your PR person probably 2 weeks ago, and things have been crazy here. And anymore, like, I really don't even, like, listen to stuff until I'm doing the interview that day. And so I'm listening to the tune earlier, Special, and then I'm going and I'm watching the lyric video, and I emailed her back. I'm like, holy shit, like, this is one of the best songs I heard this year. Like, why did I wait this long?
Oh, thanks.
So, yeah, dude, I'm super excited about this. So, like, this whole thing, it seems like it came together, like you guys really didn't think initially, like, this was going to be something serious, kind of like just a bunch of friends getting together and jamming, and then it became this whole other project thing.
Yeah, it was like no commitment until we needed commitment, basically. That's just how we rolled. It's funny because I remember Trev saying, man, it's always these kind of projects that end up taking off. And we're all like, yeah, it'd be funny. And then, yeah, it's definitely obviously what we were meant to do.
That's wild. Like, were you guys friends for a long time beforehand, or?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up with Trev because both of our dads played in Toto, so obviously, like, Trev's my older sister's age, so Trev's known me as long as I was born, and it's, you know, we had never really done, like, we'd always do shows together with our separate bands, but we had never played together until December of last year when we did this small couple-week run with Diamante, and then just from there, it was kind of like, we were like, man, we got to play together more often, and Josh is Trev's roommate, and like, so they were wanting to play together and stuff. And then Jules, I had known through, you know, he would be at a lot of the same shows and jam things as like people in my funk band. So I always kind of knew him. And, you know, it's funny, like, it all just came together. And as soon as we started playing, it was super effortless. And we're like, you know, let's just do whatever we want for fun kind of thing. No commitment, no pressure, no rules. And just kind of morphed into this.
So how long did it take you guys? Like, was it the initial time you guys got together and said, like, you know, let's do this, or was it like a couple times of getting together?
We'd written a song together. We recorded that. We thought, all right, this is something different. And then I think we were asked for fun to play for a friend's birthday party. So we wrote a few more songs, had like four or five songs put together that we just kind of wrote on the spot and went up and jammed it. And it was probably at that moment, once we'd been on stage, when we were kind of like, oh damn, this is something special for sure. No pun intended. We actually hadn't even written special then yet. And we just thought, okay, this could definitely, we could be onto something here. And we just kind of knew at that moment, this is what we're meant to do.
That's wild. That's awesome though. I mean, it is truly like, that's the way it should be. Like, you know, just get together and, you know, see if it works. And, you know, like you guys are saying, I mean, like the magic was there. Like there was something special there, literally.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we all honestly felt together. And it just was very, very natural in the way it came together. That it's just one of those things. We just knew this was it.
That's awesome. Now the band name, like, so I kept seeing the ZFG, ZFG, and then I was reading the bio, and I'm like, oh, all right, now I get it. So it stands for Zero Fucks Given, which I truly love. And the funny thing is, I interviewed a band last year called FKU from, I think they were from Sweden. And I was like, what the hell does FKU mean? And then I finally asked, and it was Freddy Krueger's underwear.
Oh. Oh, damn. Okay.
So Zero Fucks Given has more of a special meaning, I'm sure, to a lot of people than Freddy Krueger's underwear.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It depends who, depends who's really a Freddy Krueger fan.
This is true. Yeah. This is true. So I was going through your YouTube, and I saw this one video where you guys were playing for Gene Simmons, and that had to be like kind of frightening, because I mean, you only see Gene for a few seconds, but he was just staring at you guys stone cold, like a statue, like no expression. Oh, yeah. No nothing. I was just like, wow, like how intimidating is that?
Well, yeah, that was funny, because we were doing some rehearsals for a show, and we had like a showcase coming up, and Kiss was rehearsing for their End of the Road tour. And so Gene came in at the very end, and we're playing. And before I even knew he was in the room, like I'm playing, I have my glasses on, and I'm just like kind of in the zone playing. All of a sudden Gene just walks up and like pulls the glasses off my face and sets them down. He's like, that's more rock and roll. And then, so then he's like, let me hear something. So we played the song for him. It was just like, of course, you know, it's like, he's just such a presence and, you know, such a legend. So obviously a little bit intimidating when he walks in and he's just like, let me hear something.
I have to say though, he definitely grilled us a little bit, you know, as Gene Simmons would. He definitely set us on fire a bit, which was great. But he was so complimentary and, you know, he seemed to really like the song. My favorite quote he said was, oh, you guys sound fucking great, but how the hell are you going to make money? Like that was his first line off the bat after he'd heard us. So, you know, it's very funny. It was good to pick his brain about certain things, and he definitely imparted some wisdom. So yeah, it was very good.
Do you laugh when he says, I mean, you have to laugh because, I mean, let's face it, everybody knows Gene is about the money. I mean, he loves the art of music and creating, whether, you know, he does so many different things, but bottom line is money. So you have to just laugh when he that comes out of his mouth.
Of course, yeah.
But also, I mean, he's not wrong. At the end of the day, if you want to continue doing your craft, it's all about the music, obviously, first and foremost, but if you can't pay the bills, then you can't play the music, you know? So it's one of those, just one of those things.
Right. So you guys have an EP. Is it all ready to go? I mean, it's going to be coming out soon?
Yeah, I mean, we blocked out like a couple weeks in the beginning of October to just track and get everything done. And so Special's the first song coming, like, coming out off of all of that, but the whole EP is ready to go, and we're just, you know, it's just a matter of us figuring out at which point we're going to put it out now and how it's going to coincide with the tour that starts in April with Adelita's Way.
Also, we just keep writing more and more stuff that is arguably getting better and better. So who knows, maybe even we'll swap a few songs out or add a couple songs. Nothing's like set in stone yet. It's very tentative.
So you guys are just going to hit the road basically off of the one single special. So, I would think you guys would have the EP ready to roll for the road, get that merch out there, make that money like Gene would say.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, we've definitely got, we're definitely on the merch and all that kind of thing. But yeah, we're playing everything very close to our chest at the moment.
Yeah, it's tentatively set for an April release to coincide with the tour.
Cool.
But, you know, like Josh was saying, it's just we keep writing and keep, you know, new songs keep becoming our favorites and stuff. So it's a matter of figuring out, do we release it as is? Do we hold it off a little bit longer and put some of these other Sean's songs on there? And
it's a tough problem to have, as you can imagine.
Well, I think I even saw, wasn't Special the last song you guys wrote for the EP too?
Yeah, I mean, it originally wasn't even going to be a song on the EP. We were, we had another song that we were going to do because Special hadn't even been fully written yet at that point. And, you know, the guys who we were working with who were producing the EP heard Trev messing around with the riff while we were trying to arrange it and finish it off during some downtime. They were like, what is that? So we kind of played through the rough idea of it for them, and they were like, that needs to go on. So kind of that day in the studio, we, you know, just finished the song, arranged it, and it all kind of just happened on the spot as it, you know, as we tracked it.
Yeah.
How about the lyric video, man? I love the lyric video. It's really, you know, I mean, a lot of times you're seeing like a lot of these, you know, like, total computer graphic type, you know what I mean? Like flying through fire or mountains, you know what I mean? Stuff, goofy stuff like that. And this was kind of like different and original. I really dug it.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we really liked it when we first saw the preview, when the guy who did it, I'm sorry, I don't know his name, but when the guy who did it, he sent us like a 30-second clip to be like, hey, what do you think? And we were like blown away. We're like, man, we haven't seen anything like this. Because usually, yeah, you're right, it's like, you know, something kind of cheesy, like, you know, a mountain of fire and all this stuff, and it's all very computer graphics, kind of not too real. Whereas this actually, that's proper footage. That's actual film location stuff. So, you know, it just has an element of more realism to it, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, the tour coming up with Adelita's Way, how'd that whole thing get hooked up?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of just, you know, our manager, John Gomez, was
the general.
Yeah, we call him the general because he just keeps making things happen for us. But I'm pretty sure, I think he knows someone in their camp. And, you know, so he kind of was looking for some shows to get us on. And this was just presented to him, and he kind of came to us like, do you guys want to get on this tour? It's going to, you know, because we're opening of the whole night. And so it's going to be a little bit grueling, but it's, you know, we're a brand new band. And it's, you know, we're just looking forward to getting out there where no one's heard our music or knows of us, and just getting the brand out there, getting the band out there, and just, you know, having fun playing music, bringing it all to a new audience.
So is this your first like real official tour you guys are doing?
Yeah. I mean, I think in total we've only really ever done a couple like actual shows. Yeah, and they've all been LA club gigs. So it'll be nice to get out there and get in front of like a real rock crowd and get out there with some more rock bands, you know.
Right. That's cool. It's got to be exciting but scary at the same time.
Kind of. I mean, the only thing I'm scared about is doing these, like, you know, 2-day long drives between some of the shows. That's probably the only thing that's it's daunting. But now I couldn't be more excited, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's good. I wish you guys were coming to Philly, man.
Yeah,
I know. Well, great. on the next tour, hopefully, yeah, we'll definitely have to hit some of the major cities.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
I do love
it. Well, you guys, can you come here? Come on, man. Cheesesteaks, let's do it.
Yeah, we're kind of like, we have all these places, and it's unfortunately at this point not up to us, like where we go. Or where, if it was up to us, we'd be hidden everywhere and sure. Playing for everyone. Like already we get all these messages and stuff of like, oh, why aren't you guys playing here? Or why aren't you coming? It's just so. Soon enough, we'll be hitting all those places.
Cool. So, have you guys ever heard of the band Roxanne? Because you guys kind of remind me of the band Roxanne.
No, I'm gonna be honest.
I don't know if I have.
They were a band. They put an album out back in probably around 1990, and they just got back together and put a new album out last year. And you guys have a similar sound to them. Check them out. They're a really killer band.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that.
Yeah. So, now, Sam, I got to ask, with your dad, who was a member of Toto, and Trevor's dad in Toto, do they ever say to you, like, whatever you do, please don't do a cover of Africa?
No, I mean, that's never been a spoken thing. But then again, I think they know that, it's kind of an unspoken thing amongst all of us that hopefully neither Trev or I will ever put out a Africa cover.
Africa's a good song, but there's so many other cooler songs for a band.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny. My daughter was, when she was in high school a few years back, she was in the choir, and I went to one of their recitals they did, and they did Africa. And now whenever I hear that song, I think of my daughter, because the way they did it, it was just amazing, the way they did the sounds and all. And I was blown away. And that's every time I hear that song, I think of my daughter being in choir now. So it's pretty wild.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Just all the, I feel like it's like every couple months I'm seeing some new version of Africa where you're like, wow, it's another Africa cover, but how do people keep getting so creative with it and like making it different amongst the sea of like people doing versions of that song,
Yeah. Although I got to admit, I was disappointed with Weezer's version they did.
It was cool. I mean, they did their own spin on it, they made it their own. So.
Yeah, that was, I thought it was cool. Just, because they didn't try and do it exactly like the Toto version. It's like Josh said, they put their own spin on it. And, it's also just, like them like going with like some fan from a small town started a campaign online to get them to do it. So I just thought it was kind of the whole story of it happening is kind of cool. Just the world on the internet coming together to get a band to do a version of a song that you think you'd never hear.
I have to say, man, it just shows the power of the internet these days. Like back in the day, you would never have dreamed that you could have an influential word, with one of your favorite bands. And it just shows, man, now, you put it out there in the world and it can happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if I start like an internet campaign for you guys to do a cover of Toto, would you totally hate me?
I don't know if we would.
Oh man, that's too funny. So, all right. So,
do some of the cool obscure Toto songs, and I'm so down, man. That stuff's so much fun to play.
Oh man. So, excuse me. So, all right. So we got you got the tour coming up, possible release date in April of the EP, new music being written at the moment, all times, you guys are kicking ass rocking. And, where should we send everybody to learn more about ZFG and how they also can be exposed to having zero fucks given?
I like that, exposed. If you're on Instagram, it's at ZFG official. And on Facebook is at ZFG band, I believe. And same as Instagram. Same as Facebook and Twitter. So I'm getting mixed up. There's too many bloody social media accounts.
Yeah.
We also, we have a website, I believe, as well, which I should have in front of me at all times, so I remember it's ZFG official. I don't even know our own bloody website, man.
ZFGband.com.
Is that it? Is that? I'm glad that you know that. ZFG Band. We have ZFG Band, ZFG Official, ZFG blah, 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 blah. So trying to keep track of it. Okay, so website, ZFGband.com. Instagram, ZFG Official. Twitter and Facebook, ZFG Band again. Bang.
Boom. There you go. Well, guys, this was a lot of fun, man. Congrats on the tune. I can't wait to hear the rest of the stuff because I'm freaking totally digging Special. And, yeah, man, we got to keep in touch, and you guys get here to Philly, man. I'm telling you, cheesesteaks on me.
Absolutely, man. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Cool. Sounds like a plan, dude. Take care, guys.
Take care, you too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bay Ragney here, and there they are, ZFG with Special. I hope you love it as much as I do. And you know what? I already know you love it as much as I do. Freaking tune is awesome. I just love it. It's so catchy. It's got such a funky rocking groove to it. It's killer. I can't wait to hear more from these guys. So keep up to date with them. Go to ZFG Band for all the links, all the news, all the socials, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that fun stuff. Keep checking them out, and make sure you keep checking us out as well. Totally Driven Entertainment, Totally Driven Radio, or Bay Ragney, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just do the Google search of all of them, and you'll find me and Totally Driven Entertainment. And I want to thank you. And remember these very, very important words I'm going to tell you right now. Stay driven. See you, everybody.